At a rally on the steps of the old Florida Capitol, many students held up signs like, "Am I next?" and "I shouldn't be scared when I open the door." One of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students who says she's still scared to go to school is Cheryl Accaroli.
"Dear Congress, why am I afraid to send my 10-year-old brother to school? Dear Congress, why is my 10-year-old brother braver than me? And the day after the shooting, he said, 'Cheryl, I'm gonna go to school. I'm not afraid. I won't die. I promise.'"
She is one of the more than 100 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School students who arrived in Tallahassee this week. Most Parkland students arrived by bus Tuesday night. They included 18-year-old senior Diego Pfeiffer, who says he appreciated the support from Tallahassee students who welcomed them.
"From all of us, thank you so, so, so much. And just a reminder for us and a reminder for you guys, this isn't about school shootings and this isn't about violence anymore. This is about hope. This is about moving forward with everybody. This is about you guys. This is about everybody here making a difference. It's students and their lives. Thank you so much for having us and wish us luck."
By morning, the group of students marched to the Capitol to let their voices be heard. Diego's sister, Isabella, was one of the few who spoke to Senate leadership. Here she is posing a question to Senate President Joe Negron.
"So, obviously, many of us in this crowd knew who Nicholas Cruz was, and we can all tell that he was very erratic, very violent. He was expelled. So how is it possible that this boy that we all knew was clearly disturbed was able to get an assault rifle, military grade, and come to our school and try to kill us? You know, would an extensive background check have prevented this? Do you believe that?"
"I think it may have. It may have prevented him from obtaining this particular weapon. And that's something that we want to look closely at to make sure that we're doing everything we can as a government and as a state and as fellow citizens to ensure that people with a known mental illness history or people who have exhibited violent tendencies in the past, which is clearly what you're saying, that they should not be in possession of any type of weapon, let alone this particular type of weapon. So you make a very good point there."
Following the meeting, Isabella says she felt Negron said what she called a very important line,
which was that mentally ill persons should not have an assault weapon, right? But I felt that he didn't really address the issue of whether people who are not recognized to have a mental disorder should also have a background check, which I think should be necessary just because many people are just not diagnosed yet.
Still, the 16-year-old says she won't give up, and she's actually talked to other lawmakers. In fact, she says she spoke to two whose names she won't disclose about their rationale for Tuesday's procedural vote on the House floor not to take up a bill on the assault weapons ban.
"That it really just hadn't been vetted thoroughly enough. That it was really like a fly by the wing of our pants kind of bill. So if we can vet this further and we can make it establish on sturdier grounds, then we can get those votes."
This Never Again movement has also inspired a lot of other students to come forward, some even college age. Reading from her sign, Florida State University senior Jessica DeVito says this hit close to home for her since she's from the South Florida area.
"I have, 'It could have been your child,' because that's true. And that goes to show, especially that it's so close to home for me, it could have been anyone. When I saw that a South Florida high school was shot up, I thought it was mine."
Now she says she's fired up and wants things to change. But she says she's not talking about a wholesale ban on guns, just assault weapons.
"I don't think that if you have a gun that is small and can't shoot people en masse and you want to use that for your protection, that's fine. I understand that. I have a Republican father who feels that way, and I totally get it. But there's no reason to have a gun that can kill that many people in such a short span. For the military, sure, but not a regular person."
Meanwhile, the Florida Senate agreed Wednesday to postpone a vote on two gun-related bills. That includes a bill that would have allowed designated people to carry guns on school grounds attached to a place of worship. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.